Living with Maida Lee. Living with Maida Lee. Living with Maida Lee. Maida Lee. Living with Maida Lee.
Hello and welcome to Living with Maida Lee. This is a TV nostalgia podcast, and we're doing our 12 days of Maida Lee. This is episode 6. My name is Andreas, and I'm joined by Legia Warsaw. How's things, mate?
On the 12 days of Maida Lee, my true love said to me.
Hotting up now, innit? Hotting up. As you were, yeah. Hotting up.
Festive spirit now.
Yeah, so.
So we're going to bring you down. We're going to drag you down with a festive EastEnders episode.
Yeah, I look forward to this. I do remember EastEnders, so it should be a good one.
Do you think there'll be many laughs in there?
No, me and you, mate. There'll be lots of laughs. So,
Yeah.
Fuck it. Let's get straight into it. That's the theme tune. You ever heard that before, Liam?
It sounds familiar, yeah.
Behind the curtain here, we tried to share the same screen here, but you couldn't turn it down. It was so fucking loud, and you kept going back to the beginning. like hammering in my ears.
It was turned down for me. It was quiet for me, but yeah, you
really
loud. Your earphones out, didn't you?
So just a bit of background to this. This is only half an hour episode, but the background is, if I remember this right, like, I've had a little bit of a look, but I think I remember it anyway. Max and Stacey were having an affair. Stacey was going out with Bradley, who was Max's son. Despite this, Stacey agreed to marry Bradley. On Bradley's and Stacey's wedding day, by the way, if I'm not making any sense here, Liam, jump in, because the listeners won't.
I remember it vaguely, so what you're saying, yeah, sounds familiar.
So on Bradley and Stacey's wedding day, Max kisses Stacey, and Max's daughter, Lauren, is filming this. She hasn't actually seen the kiss. It's only... She's left like a recorder on the side, you know, to film all the day.
Right.
And then it's when she gets back and she looks at her footage, what she's got, and she goes, oh my God. So obviously they don't see her kissing. Month later, Lauren puts together a wedding tape, like a DVD, for the family to watch on Christmas Day. By this point, Max and Stacey's affair had finished and they both decided to stay with the partner. So we were all happy families, you know, around the... So the episode just before this... They're all watching, you know, they're all opening the presents around Christmas Day. Sean Slater's there, who's Stacey's sister. Brother, yeah, of course he is. Dot, she's around, I don't know why she's there. Is she a Brannan? Yeah, she's a Brannan, isn't she? Yeah. He's not there, though, is he? Nick Cotton.
No, he's not.
Yeah, so in this episode, they've got Lauren to put the wedding DVD on. She didn't want to put it on at this point because she knew obviously what was going to happen.
So hold on then, let's just clarify that a little bit because I wasn't sure about this. Has she deliberately created this DVD to stitch them up? Or,
yeah.
But does she want to play it then or not? What's she going to try and do? Blackmail her dad?
No. She wanted to play it just to show. I mean, realistically, I mean, there's a bit, you know, I think you'd just show your mum, wouldn't you? And so look what dad's been up to. But she, in this, obviously, this is Saltland. So she decided to make, I think she's mad with her dad. So she thought, I'm embarrassed.
So is her intention to do this in front of everyone then? This is not like a misunderstanding. Right, okay.
Yeah, but she has second thoughts on the day. And I think it's Max himself who grabs the DVD out of her hand and says, let's put it on. So as the last episode ended with the... It was, you know, it starts off as a normal wedding video and then it's them two kissing. And this is where we're at. So if you're ready, Liam, are you around the play button?
Yeah, so... 3, 2, 1, and then on the G of Max Branning, we'll press play, okay? 3, 2, 1, Max Branning.
Here we go. So we get the beautiful opening theme. It's a bit grimy, isn't it, the opening EastEnders? Like, you know, I don't know. It just looks
It's over the Millennium Dome on this particular episode. Does it always start at the same point?
I don't know, actually.
It must do, because it always finishes with that kind of image, doesn't it, the Thames snaking across from left to right.
Yeah, so Max, they're watching the DVD.
So what? Yeah. To be fair, there's always a chance you were going to catch something not everyone would want to see, because you've got a recorder in a bedroom, like, on a wedding night.
Yeah. So they're all looking at it. Bradley looks fucking fuming. Max says it's not what it's looked like. Tanya's shocked.
You used to like Tanya, didn't you?
I do like Tanya, I think. Yeah, I do like Tanya.
Jim Brannan. Oh. Is it Jim? No, what's his name? The younger Brannan.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's his name? Please, younger Brannan. What's the actor's name who plays Max? Ed Wood, Dave Wood, Simon. I'm just saying names. What's his name?
Remember. I follow him on Twitter. He's pretty good, actually.
He's good, yeah. Oh, it's Summit Wood. What's his name? I want to say Max Wood. But anyway.
Can't remember. I think his mate's Spencer Oliver. But yeah, I listened to something that he does, but I can't think of his name.
He's trying to play it off. Max says it's a joke.
Saying it were a joke, yeah.
Yeah.
Stacey's looking stunned.
I mean, imagine doing that on your wedding day. Imagine your dad doing that. Your wedding day is a joke.
It's funny that he's dressed as Santa as well, isn't it? That adds to it. Big Mal, have you seen Big Mal in the background?
Big Mal's there. Abby's going to bed now. Abby Brannan.
She's the younger one. Yeah, she's the older one that filmed it.
The older one that filmed it, yeah. She's not there. I don't know where she's gone. Oh, she's run out. She's just run out because Tanya just said. Tanya wants to watch more of it. He's a bad liar, isn't he, Max? You'd just let her watch it, wouldn't you, if it were a joke?
I think, yeah, but he can't, can he? Like, does it become more seedy after the bit we've seen?
No, it's just like a big snog. A big, nice snog. What's his name? That's fucking Max. Not Max. What's his old, that old man Brannan called with glasses on?
He's a Slater.
Oh, he is. He's a Slater, yeah.
Is it Charlie Slater?
Charlie Slater.
I've not seen that man in 20 years, I would say.
No, I am.
No, it must be about 15. I don't know.
Max has just said to Stacey, tell him it's a joke. And Stacey's crying.
Stacey's mad mum has got big eyes.
Sean's not happy. So what's Stacey going to say?
Stacey's not telling him it's a joke. So they all know that.
Yeah.
So that was real. And Bradley looks fuming. Clean cut Bradders.
Clean cut Bradders. She just says, I'm sorry. Bradley's
not one bit of stubble on the man. How old was he here? About 30?
He must have been, yeah. Oh. He's thrown his dad. Max,
pushed him into a Christmas tree.
Yeah, and him who used to be on Bill fucking held the facts against the place, man. The referee Titchmarsh just came. Someone said telly off and Alan Titchmarsh.
Alan Titchmarsh.
It's not what it looks like, says Max Brannan. Yeah, but it is, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's no point now, is there? Like, the damage is done.
Why does Bradley dress like that? He's wearing a jumper on, like...
He's mad with him because she said sorry and that's not good enough. So Max Brannan thinks that should be good enough.
I mean, well, I don't know what you'd do. Who would you be more mad with? Your wife or your dad?
I don't know. It's a mad situation, isn't it? It looks pathetic now, Max Brannan.
Max. I do like Matt. I think he's a genuinely good actor. Like, well, he plays this role very
well. They have to ruin characters, though, don't they? It was a really kind of likeable character, and then they just have to make him into knobheads.
I'm pretty sure they have another affair about 10 years later as well, these two.
Same two?
Yeah, Max and Stacey. I'm sure they do, yeah. I like it. It's just Stace. Stace. Hey, Stace. Stace. Sean. Sean's here. He left to go to Hollywood, didn't he?
Sean Slater, yeah. Max Bright, Jake Wood, that's who he's played by.
Jake Wood, that's it. Fucking hell. Max Wood, what am I about? I do like him. I could be like him, I suppose. He's like a balding ginger man, isn't he? In another life, that could
like
be me.
Stretched out version of you, isn't he? Like a...
Yeah. In another life, that could have been me, but Stacey's really upset.
She says Max is going to do something stupid. He's gone. Nobody. He's just run off, hasn't he?
He's gone. Who is that guy? The other Brannan? Carry on watching and I'll have a look. I'll know it as soon as I see it.
Jack Brannan. Max Brannan.
Oh, Big Mo's having a go at her now. Oh. Stacey's mad mum's pretending that's happened.
Is she just trying to be normal, or do you think she's not understood the magnitude?
I think she's just trying to be normal. She's saying, look, I like my present and stuff. He's right funny to look at, isn't he? What's his name, Slater? Old man Slater. Jean's saying it's not real, it's not real. And then Stacey says, yeah, it's not real.
Sean's just staring at everyone angrily.
Jean has now suddenly realised it's real. I don't know, like, why.
It's real. Is it real?
Because is it real? Is it real? It is real. Is it real? Dot has not said a word so far in this episode. He's just in the background.
It's good, isn't it? Like, as a spectacle, that they do these sort of mad drama moments and they're stood with, like, Christmas party hats on.
Yeah. Sean's took his off, though, hasn't he? Sean's had a right go. He's always, that's his mum, isn't it? Yeah. Tanya and Max now. Tanya's crying.
Is that good acting or bad acting from Tanya? I can't decide.
Tanya is, what's her name? Jo Joyner. I do think she's, I remember in No Angels, remember that?
Yeah.
She played a Yorkshire woman in that. Oh, she's run upstairs. She did that, remember they did that live episode?
As they left, Big Mel just said to him, it was lovely.
It was lovely. Doc's giving fucking Max the eyes. He's here now, fucking, what's his name? Jack Brannan. He's the guy, obviously, who did... We held the facts against the place. We all did, you know, on the live episode.
On the live episode, he got it.
We held the facts against the place. We all did.
Bradley's been sick in the park.
Yeah, Bradley's. Jack's got hold of him.
Bradley, you've got the facts about the place. The public have. We all have.
Yeah, Jo Joyner messed up on the other live episode where she called Ian Beale by his real name, Adam. Remember that? And she goes, how's Adam? And she went, and then, like, you see the fear in her eyes. I've actually seen her walk off in an interview when someone says, how's it feel when people keep bringing that up? And she goes, well, I'll just walk off. And she walks off. Yeah. You know, we all make mistakes, don't we?
Jack's telling him, calm down, get to the bottom of it. It might not be what you think it is. Even though we all know now that it is what we think it is. So there's not an awful lot of point telling him.
This is the worst thing that could possibly happen, I think, this, isn't it? Your dad having an affair with your wife. He's classic EastEnders, but poor Bradley. Although, you know, the lead up to this, I did a bit of background research. Bradley forced Stacey to have an abortion because he was thinking about his career, clean cut Bradley. And Stacey was furious about it and she wanted to get him back because he dumped her. And she got with Max because of that. And that's how it started.
So you're saying it's all Bradley's fault?
It's Bradley's fault. Lauren's here now, the woman who. Hang on, we're finding out now why she put it together.
I think this is a bit harsh on her.
Yeah. Lauren says she wanted to get Max back for what he did to her.
She made the DVD, but then she threw it away.
Yeah, she threw it away. Tanya had to go, whatever, but now she's giving her a hug. She's, you know, she realised she's taking out on the wrong person. This actress, Lauren, left, didn't she? Remember?
Yeah, but only vaguely. Lots of them go and change, don't they?
We like Joe Wicks, don't we? Oh, you tend to say.
Yeah.
He's a big man.
They're all listening in to me. It started wearing tinfoil hats and stuff, didn't
he? Yeah, he was brilliant, him. You think I'm Joe Wicks? And it's about. He went out with Sarah Hills, Daniela Dembiash, I want to call her, who were in My Family playing Janie. So I know my EastEnders boy. Abby and Lauren now having a...
Janie and that, yeah.
Yeah. Picture in Waterloo Road as well. Oh, Tanya's here now. Stacey's... It's like Stacey saying, Tanya, I'm really sorry. As if she's going to say, well, you know...
It's all right then.
I won't want to mess with Tanya, I tell you that.
Why would you still be there? She kind of... would be within her, well, probably not within her rights, but she could whack her over the head with one of them bottles and you could kind of understand it.
Yeah.
Why would you be there?
Stacey is just saying, I'm sorry.
Sean's just mad with all of them.
Sean has had a line in the entire, all he said is no to Gene. He's just snarling at everybody. Max, I don't know, he's crying, Max, isn't he, but he's still got a bit of a cool aura about him.
He's sort of leaning on doorframe in a quite cool way, isn't he?
They're all ginger, aren't they? Sean, Bradley, Matt, I suppose they're all the same family. Oh, no, they're not the same family, are they? Because he's Stacey's brother.
Yeah.
Oh, big slap. Tanya slapped Stacey.
Give her a good slap and told her never want to see her again. Get out. Max is still sort of posing.
Max is like stood like a boxer in a ring, like doing like I don't know, he's in the southpaw sort of. She's pushing him out now. She's in slam door and everyone. Christmas Day, this, by the way, remember? People are watching this. It's so depressing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Christmas Day night.
Max says he's going to find, he's gone to find Bradley now. He's got his coat on. Sean again. Just literally just snarling. He's not said anything.
It looks a bit like a pantomime lion, Sean, doesn't it?
Sean, I think. So I got into it, EastEnders, around this point. I have to admit, because I thought this was a really good storyline. Sean ended up going out with Tanya after this. And they buried Max alive. His revenge.
What is, and this is kind of a trigger for that then, is it?
Yeah, 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 yeah. So Sean got with Tanya and then they buried Max alive and then Tanya couldn't go through it because he was running out of oxygen. Sean wanted to kill him. And Tanya said, I just can't do it. And she won't let him out. So
he's, he's staying behind with Tanya now, don't he? So is his intention now then to...
I reckon Sean here is thinking, fucking hell, Tanya's available.
This is my chance.
Yeah. I don't know if they were a build up where he's fancied her before, but Tanya's watching the video again. Just shaking her head. He's such a dick, Max. He's saying to Stacey in the video, are you sure you've made the right choice? It's his son's wedding day. Dot's come home and she's looked at a picture of Bradley and she hasn't said anything yet, neither has she.
No.
He's going off home. Not finding Nick.
You think you'd all be out looking for Bradley, wouldn't you, really?
Not Dot.
She's an old woman, but...
Dot is just crying now.
That Christmas tree is the worst lit Christmas tree I've ever seen. Look at the lights on it.
Yeah,
it's just like one string of lights down middle. That must have took about 1 minute to do.
Leave her alone.
Lazy Dot.
She was very religious, weren't she? The character. Yeah. Mm. Charlie Slater, is that what he said? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. So we're in Stacey's house now. Little Mo, Big Mo, should I say.
Big Mo's having a go at people.
Yeah. Fags out. Do you still get cigarettes out now in soaps? They've all got cigs out.
Probably not, no.
Stacey's here, they're all going to be dirty.
Did Charlie Slater do anything else in his career?
I've no idea. Carry on watching and I'll have a quick look at Charlie Slater.
She's still watching the affair video. Sean, we're going to go in that door about 10 minutes ago. He's just come in now.
Is he still like Derek Martin?
He wants to get a coffee and she's still watching the video.
He's called Derek Martin. I don't think I've ever seen anyone look as much like a Derek Martin as Charlie Slater. It looks exactly like someone to be called. Bloody hell, they were in Law and Order, the BBC version.
It must have been in The Bill or Casualty or something like that. They've all been there, haven't they?
Sweeney.
Oh, really?
Yeah, The Bill. Yeah, you're right. Upstairs, downstairs. Fools and Horses.
Oh, yeah, that rings a bell, actually. Yeah, I can't think. Yeah, I can't quite think what he is. I'll think of that as we go on. Don't tell me.
This is his personal life. It was revealed Martin was to undergo knee surgery. Why would that be, like, in the wiki page? Did Sean know?
Did Sean say no?
I reckon Sean knew just because of that bad acting there. He, like, looked away, didn't I? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he knew. Did he come back into it, Sean? I think he might have come back into it once again.
I think, yeah, to be fair, you could kind of see why it could have worked for him in America. Like,
good-looking lad, isn't it? Worked,
yeah, but yeah. Clearly something... I don't know whether he took wrong roles or what.
Are you a fan of Joe Joyner's acting here? There's a lot of crying, isn't it?
Yeah, so he's. I don't know if he's trying to exploit the situation at this point. She's just panicking, isn't she? Like, she's kind of being made to feel like she's no good, so she's just trying to get rid of the youngster.
Yeah, he's pushed her off. He says he's going to look after her.
He said it really sinister, though, didn't he?
I'm going to look after you. He should actually tell him to get out.
Well, that is the brother of
Stacey.
The girl who's just ruined her life, basically.
Hmm. He's going, but he said about four lines in this entire episode, Sean. Oh, they had a new... Oh, I think they've had a newborn as well, Max and Tanya. I didn't realise that, but I've just heard baby crying, so I reckon that'll be... Yeah.
What relation is Max to Dot, then? Dot and Max are having a chat in a minute.
Let me have a look at Dot Brannan. It is Dot Brannan, isn't it?
She married Jim Brannan. There's a picture behind Max's head at the minute, and it's her and Jim Brannan.
Yeah.
It was Dot Cotton, wasn't it? Of course it
Dot
was.
Dot Cotton, that's right, yeah. Dot's furious with Max. Max is not bothered at all with the jail. I've got stuff to do.
Yeah, will you do that?
I'm going to fucking base my entire image, look and everything on Max Brannan. I could easily look like that, I reckon. I've got a coat like that.
See, I think that was a cutting comment. She said, Jim was right about you. He said, you were never worth anything. And he looked quite hurt by it. Max Brannan. I don't think he got on with his dad, did he?
No, I think he locked him in a box, actually, as well.
Everyone just keeps locking him in boxes.
Bradley's gone for a pint. You wouldn't go for a pint, would you? You get cans in, maybe. There's no way you'd go into a pub crying.
Stood at a bar crying. Yeah. Jack's kissing his head.
Roxy's having a look.
Roxy, a dabble for the boy, please.
Dabble for the boy. There's no way, right? Why would he go to a pub?
Go to a pub with loads of people around who know him.
He knows. Everyone knows him. Jack's outside now. He looks fucking... Oh, Max and Jack are gonna bump into each other.
We got drawn into the moment there. We didn't comment, did we?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah,
Max
yeah,
having
forget.
A big row on the street. Hey,
good actor, like this, mate. Massive argument between Max and Jack. A lot of like home truths coming out about the past, didn't they?
Yeah.
But he says, "I'm your brother. I'm your fucking brother." You think Liam Gallagher and Hull go off like this?
Probably on a daily basis at one bit.
Well, I'm your brother.
I think Jack's trying to tell him, leave him. Like, this is not the time now to go. I hope that's what he's saying to him.
Yeah, he is, but Max is not listening. Max has fucked off into pub. I mean, Bradley's fucking I blame Bradley there for going into pub in the first place. No, back with Stacey and the rest of the Slaters.
All sat in silence. Big mouth staring at Stacey.
She's got another cigarette. Is it Jean?
I don't know. Stacey's mom. Should play that.
Yeah, I wonder if like someone must have mentioned that. I always feel like I think it was Ben Price. Yeah, used to go to school with. He said like it's mad that no one ever mentioned he was called David Platt off Coronation Street. Yeah. Like she's blaming Sean. She says, "Why ain't Sean protecting her?" She's right annoying, isn't she, Stacey?
What does she want him to do? She's having a go at Stacey's brother for not protecting Stacey, but I'm not quite sure what she thought he could do in that situation.
I think she's got bipolar in this. But
all right.
I think so. Oh, she's doing bad advice here, Stacey's mum. She's telling Stacey to go and find him and tell Bradley it was that man who made her do it. This is terrible advice. Come out of it, this, Liam. What do you think?
Lots of tears flowing, aren't there?
Bradley's looking at a picture of him instead. Oh, he's here. Max has found Bradley.
Do you think this will be the second strike of the evening?
How rosy are fucking Bradley's cheeks? Oh!
I mean, that would have cut his wrist to bits, that. Imagine that.
Amazing.
He's found out his dad's having an affair with his wife. His dad's coming to an hospital and thrown him across the bar and smashed his wrist open.
And then out of nowhere, Phil came into shot and didn't say anything.
He'd be on his way to hospital now. He'd cut his wrist open there.
Yeah, Bradley's shouting, saying, "Oh yeah, Bradley Brannan's a joke."
Everyone's telling Max the best thing he needs to do. Why does he just want to get so close to? Do you know who that was? Sat in the background there. There was a girl sat in one of the booths. She's on the Office Christmas special that we just watched, the previous episode. It's her who says, "My name's Pussy Galore, but what would your character be?" You might see her again. I'm not sure.
This is just a scene, I reckon, to get everyone in on a Christmas episode. You got fucking Pat, we're in there, Roxy, Ronnie, all of them, all the big names.
I don't know what his game is here, Max. He's sort of following him around quite intimidating. Like,
yeah.
How is this going to fix anything?
Max says, like, just give me a minute to say. Fucking mad, this. Max
smashed him through a bar. He's falling on concrete stairs now.
Oh, Bradley's hit him. Bradley's giving him a nice little whack.
not a great shot.
Well, it weren't a great shot. Who's that? Smoking in background.
That's her that went out with Phil for a bit.
Yeah, that odd woman. Bradley's barged into his house. Bradley, sorry, Max has barged into Bradley's house.
What, this is appalling from Max. This, after everything that's gone on, he's just kind of just hounding him.
Yeah.
He keeps trying to grab him around neck as well.
Yeah.
I think I would have to murder him at this stage.
Now we've got Tanya crying. A lot of crying. It's what you see EastEnders in it, I suppose.
Whoever took that shot, director thought that were a really clever shot. That there's a family picture then behind her. She's self-comforting, so she's got her arms wrapped around herself.
Yeah.
Director thought this is the shot. This one.
This is fucking gold, mate. This is fucking gold.
And baby Tanya's crying over the top.
Tanya's not looking after baby. Obviously got bigger fish to fry. Bigger things in her mind. It's just a close up of Tanya, basically. What's she doing? She's getting tablets out. It's like she's going to take an overdose.
She's having a thing. Very dark, very quick then.
Abby's walked in. She says, what are you doing? Oh, no. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to do that in my house. I've got a dog and he's got all tablets.
Quite good acting from the kid.
Yeah. Abby Brannan.
Abby came in, saw him on with a load of paracetamol open and kind of got upset and said, you're scaring me. But good acting, that, though.
I don't know if she's still in it.
Bradley and Max have got, like, synchronised tears rolling down the face. They've got a shot of his head behind his head. It's like your Pet Shop Boys video or something like that.
Yeah. That could have easily been an album about that. Father and son.
It's father and son. It's Max and Bradley here again. Synchronised tears.
Max and Bradley coming out here. Max is saying it's over.
He's trying to justify himself, but what he's failed to understand is you can't justify this, can you? So
no, but he's saying it's over now, so it's fine. Bradley's just a bit confused.
It does look very confused, doesn't it?
I think that Max is saying now it started because he made her have that abortion. Max the manipulator, I'm going to call him. Maxipulator. Because obviously he's making him have doubts, isn't he? Saying, oh, shit, it's my fault.
Yeah, but that's one thing if he pushed her away. But that don't mean the dad needs to step in, does it?
No. He just don't get him out of it, does it?
Is that his game, though, right now? Or is he actually just trying to say, look, don't blame Stacey?
I think he's trying to, if he can, I imagine he's trying to get Bradley to feel as guilty as they are, if you know what I mean. So not everyone's to blame, do you know what I mean? But Bradley's
more serious acting. Well, I suppose the whole thing's very serious.
He's all right, they're good actors. I think Bradley's a decent actor as well.
Yeah, it's not like sort of laughable, like sort of ridiculous acting, is it? It would pass as decent even now.
Yeah.
I suppose I'm talking like about 50 years ago.
When did you 20? Not 20, 15 years ago. Max can't still be in it, can he?
I don't know.
Have a look. Probably someone's fucking bumped him off by now.
Who say he's just told him this weren't a plan to get back at you, this is just something that happened.
Oh yeah, he left a couple of years ago. Abby's dead. Abby's dead in EastEnders now.
Yeah.
Not the actress, thankfully. He just left. He's dead. She's dead. There's a lot of whispering, isn't there?
I think because we've had to turn it down to do this, it's hard to quite grasp what's going on in this bit. Max has got his face very close to Bradley's, like making me a bit uncomfortable, and I'm not Bradley.
It does look like they're about to kiss. If you just switched on, you didn't know anything.
Yeah.
You'd think like these two are about to have an affair.
Queer as folk, wouldn't you?
Yeah. You think these two are literally about to get it on. They're so close together.
It's ridiculous. I just think you can't do this now, can you? Like, the dust got to settle before this chat. You can't just follow him home straight after this revelation and put your head right in front of his.
It looks like Bradley's sort of forgiven him, though, a little bit, doesn't it? I think he's getting through to him. Stacey's gone to see Dot.
Dot can't talk to Stacey because she can't bear it.
No. Dot says, you've thrown the best thing of your life away. And for what? Stacey's cried from literally minute one of this episode.
Loads of tears in this, isn't there?
Yeah.
Bradley sat down, so because Mike's kind of can't... Probably leg muscles are hurting from like bent over his head in his face that much. He's crouched next to him now.
Why is he crouched? Surely there's another seat in kitchen. Why is he crouched like that? Bradley's looking down at him like, I don't know, like... There's a chair there. Why ain't he sat on a chair? There's literally, he's knelt next to a chair.
There is a chair, yeah, you're right next to him.
Why doesn't he know how to sit on it? Just like some Ariella come out with this. There's a chair there, Max. Why don't you sit on that? He says, you hurt me when I was younger, Bradley says, and now it looks like you've come back to finish me off. I think he fucked off, didn't he, when he was young.
Yeah. Max just keeps trying to touch him all the time. He's grabbed his hand again.
He is, he's whispering again, and he's going close to his face again. What is he doing, Max? He can't not seduce people. That's his problem, keeping his own son. That's his major problem.
Why is he there? You don't live here now more.
You don't live here, Delbo. You know, it's the one, isn't it, Rogers? I think Bradley's asked him to go, and Max has.
He finally took the hint.
Yeah. Well, why don't you say something, mate? No, he stopped. He's stopped in his tracks, Max.
What about if I put my face right in front of yours once more?
Should we do it again? Bradley's not even listening to him. He says it's not Stacey's fault. He was blaming me. Yeah, quite moral, considering he's just had an affair with his son's wife. Bradley sat in the kitchen on his own, crying his eyes out, with a shit little Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Tanya's packing. Tanya's
told the daughters to pack the bags. She's packing her bag.
Fucking pack your bag, because you're right. Lauren and Abby,
warmer, girls. This is December the 25th.
Max is
still sort of trying to look quite cool. Like, as
he's he is, isn't he? He's lifting his collar. Back. Yeah, he's lifting his collar. Who's he seen? He's bumped into Stace. They're not saying anything. They're just staring at each other. No, Max, he's not going to make a move.
He's not going to put his head right in front of hers, is he?
He looks like he might do. He's going very close to her. Stace is looking the other way.
I didn't hear what he said then. Did he say he's in there?
Yeah, he just said he's in there. He said he's done his best and I'm sorry. And he's walked off. Stacey's left outside. Stacey's going to go into Bradley's house. Max is going in back into his own home.
Yeah.
To see Tanya. Is Sean still
left?
2 minutes.
Oh, right at the end now.
Yeah, right at the end.
So he's just come in and seen his kids with bags packed.
Is your man.
At this point.
Who's your man? They're not speaking to him. No,
he's going upstairs.
Stace.
Good acting from kids. I think child actors are often letting things down, but really good acting in this.
Yeah, very good, very good. I think Stace has been all right. They've all been good.
Yeah.
I do think it's been good acting. Stace has gone into Bradley's house. I don't know how this is going to end. How's this going to be? We're going to get the dum-dums from here. Because we've only got a minute left.
Well, like this, I'm running out of time for what I think happens.
What do you think? Hang on, Max is furious.
Max is furious and arguing with Tanya. Tanya's trying to tell him she's going. He's got a massive problem with like people, hasn't he?
Oh, he's Jesus Christ. He has his hitter. He's just fell downstairs.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't know he did that. Boom, 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 boom. That's how it ends.
That's blown me away, that. What happens to Bradley on the scaffolding? I thought that would end.
That's a completely different episode.
I thought he ran off and the people were chasing him and he fell off a scaffolding. What happened to him that night then?
Right, let me have a look when he died, Bradley Brannan. 2000. He died 3 years later, so
that's completely blown me away. That, because that's not the ending I thought was coming.
I didn't know he did. Tanya, I don't think he meant to it.
No, he don't mean to. But again, he can't stop grabbing and touching people. He's a pain in the arse for that, isn't he, old Max?
So I think Bradley. Oh, I know what happened. Fucking Bradley died in the Facts Against the Place episode.
Ah, right. But what pushed him over the edge that night?
Because he killed someone, Bradley, and police were onto him. So he ran off. Oh, no, Stacey killed someone. No, what is it? Bradley killed someone. No, Stacey killed, I'm reading now. Stacey killed someone, and Bradley went to set blame for it, but then ran off from police. And then he ended up on a roof and died.
He had a good time, right, did he, Bradley?
Nah, I feel a bit sorry for him.
Who did Stacey kill?
Archie. Oh, it's him, innit? That's Archie, innit? What's his name? Oh, fucking, he's on, oh, come on. Larry Lamb's dad. No, that's his name, Larry Lamb, innit, in fact? Yeah. What were him? Come on, Gavin and Stacey.
Yeah, I know you mean, yeah, I can picture him, yeah.
Pretty sure, yeah, he killed him.
Yeah, Larry Lamb.
I enjoyed that, Liam. I weren't sure about that. I thought that was fantastic.
Amusing. We try and find humour and stuff. I think it were. We were always going to be a very serious thing, weren't
it? What's that though? Honestly, if you've got a spare half an hour in your Christmas day.
I think if you watch it around this era as well, it's worth a look back at, because yeah, it's well done. It actually makes me want to watch the next episode as well.
Yeah, well, I might fucking delve into it tonight. But yeah, thanks for that, Liam. Another watch-along. Probably the best watch-along we've done that, I think, in terms of how it worked. Anyway, high players.
Feel Christmassy after that?
Not really, no. I mean, there's not much Christmassy. But next up, it's going to be very Christmassy, because we're going to pick five songs each, I think, Liam. Five of our favourite Christmas songs performed at Top of the Pops. We were going to do just the Top of the Pops watch-along, but we thought we'll mix it up and get a bit more festive. And do like
yeah,
five.
We think, particularly after that, we kind of really want to hit you with the Christmas vibes. So, yeah, that should be good.
Yeah, so looking forward to that, Liam, and thank you very much, and I'll see you next time.
If anyone wants to get in touch with us, send us anything, find us on Twitter at livingwithmade1, or you can send us an email at livingwithmadeley@outlook.com. Living